Zoe.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, hope you can hear me. It's another one of these overproduced NBA jams pregames. You know, sometimes when we go on the road, you sit and you just shake your head in the booth.
You think
it's
they
like
got
a Gucci?
Make,
it's like a Gucci Mane concert. My God.
Yeah.
Capella's head's ready to explode. That's what I like.
And I'll tell
it.
You.
That's the only reason I like it.
So you love those concerts.
Oh, I love concerts, yeah. I do. All kinds.
You think we got a fake crowd noise situation there tonight?
What's loud? This is like the old RCA Dome, man. And we've done games from here before, but, I mean, it's a really cool setup downtown. Gorgeous Comerica Park right next door, literally 20 feet from Ford Field. They had a baseball game here today. It was about 75 degrees. Downtown Detroit looked like it was happening, even though we were 45 minutes away at the airport. So.
Yeah, man. I tell you, a lot of hipsters there, a lot of good eats there in Detroit now.
Yeah.
It's really turning around. What's going on
there?
Just
check the itinerary for when we leave. Okay, so. Hey, Tom Brady, guys, has the old helmet on, the old one. Practiced all week in the newer edition and reverted back to the old one today. So
interesting.
You know, it's funny, Zoe. He did that a few years ago. They lost a game to Seattle, and he was wearing a new helmet. It was the You Mad Bro game, and he switched back.
Yeah.
He switched back to that old helmet he's wearing now. So it's like
the SR4 is back.
The moment he loses a game in the new helmet, he's like, I'm done with this.
Hey,
well, next year he's going to have no choice. Next year there will be going back to the old helmet.
That's right.
Last year of being grandfathered in. If you're the Patriots offense, if you're Brady, McDaniels, what's your approach tonight?
Well, I think Sony Michel, I think he's getting it right out of the gate from what I've been told. So look for them to, I think, try to establish a run. With Marcus Cannon being back, I think, you know, that helps. You got the tight ends that can block. You could go to that 12 personnel with Allen, with Gronkowski. My God, they got a drum line here.
Drum line?
I can't even hear you guys. It's this damn drum line. My God. Just 12 personnel. I think I come out trying to establish the run, and that should open up, you know, the middle of the field for Gronkowski. They got to do something to get the tight end of the ball today. You can't come out of a game like Jacksonville, and I know we just wanted to get out of there with health. You know, four targets for 15 yards and two catches. If you get the running game going, it should open it up because I don't think their backers or safeties are very good.
So on the other side of the ball, obviously defensively not the effort the Patriots wanted against Jacksonville, missing some starters in this one, Chung, Flowers, and Eric Rowe. What's the defensive game plan here against a very good wide receiving core?
Yeah, see, they played man last week, but here's the problem. Gilmore's a man guy, so he wants to man up all day long. The problem is when you go zone, you know, Stafford's a good enough quarterback where they could sit down and Golden Tate could read things and they could dink and dunk you to death. I think they got their backs up against the wall opposite Gilmore. I think you know, Jason McCourty will get the start, and they'll mix in, you know, Jonathan Jones, who didn't have a really good week last week. And, you know, Coach told me there in the interview that, you know, Cyrus Jones is going to get some run tonight. So they lack some depth at all the positions, you know, opposite Gilmore and Devin McCourty. So they're going to be mixing things up here, guys. I think it's going to be a mixture, Chris.
When you say Cyrus Jones is going to see some action, you're saying that at corner he's going to get that, right? Because
there's
been some discussion, or the idea has been floated,
He's warmed up at safety.
That he could
game.
Play safety.
I mean, I think that's a depth thing because what do you want? You want Nate Ebner or you want Cyrus Jones back there? Now I'll go with a little bit of a
choose though?
Well,
say
Deron or Devin gets nicked. Who's in, guys? Go.
Like, do you want to get stabbed in the eye or do you want to get 1,000 paper cuts? Which one's going to hurt more?
Jordan Richards isn't here anymore, boys.
I would say move Jason McCourty to safety, and I'll roll with one of the young guys at corner.
I think that's what would happen, and you keep Jones and both Jones at a nickel and corner opposite Gilmore.
Hey, yeah, what's Matt Patricia been like out on the field there? You notice anything?
He's been
with
quiet.
Him? You been keeping
you know,
an eye on him?
It's funny. I used to talk to him all the time prior to the game, and you know that. You've seen it. He's a guy that likes to come out really early and move around and get to know the field, test the helmets. Can't do that as a head coach now, so he kind of had to hold it back. Kind of came out, made his way over to Mr. Kraft, talked to him for a long time, and then put the head down. He's got the pencil behind the ear. He's dressed in all black. And went back to the back corner of the end zone, sort of what Bill does. But he and Bill have not made contact yet.
All right, very good. So looking forward to your call tonight.
All right, guys,
game.
Thank you.